are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Kids 7 to 12 years old can take their football game to the next level this summer at the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp. During this three-day camp in June at First Energy Stadium, kids will work with top high school coaches and interact with the new Browns rookies. Register now. Well, there's no old rookies, I don't think. But register now at ClevelandBrowns.com. Hurry.
Well, there was Brandon Whedon once.
That's true. Space is limited. We are very pleased to have with us now by phone again Nathan Zagura and I here in New York, ready for the NFL draft tomorrow. But on the line with us from a Browns Foundation player visit is a linebacker and a guy who is very involved in the community. And the good thing was to be at this mini camp last week, Quentin Groves, and see you out there fully kind of recovered and feeling good. Did my eyes not deceive me? Are you back to 100%?
Yeah, they're not deceiving you. They're not deceiving you, Vic. I actually feel like I'm 110%, you know, but everything's all well and all good.
And Quentin, you had an interesting off-season kind of rehab regimen, I heard, down on in some tropical places. Talk about that for a second.
Well, yeah, you kind of got to – sometimes you have to get away from everything. You know, turn your phone off and just go. You know, so for my whole off-season from January to probably about March, April, I was in Trinidad and Tobago. Got the chance to, you know, spend a lot of time with the family as well as spend a lot of time with my new trainer. It's three trainers that I work with. One's Ova, Golston, Zephyrnius, Nicholas, sorry about the names, and Jason Pilgrim at the Sports Medic. They really took my body and, you know, broke me down and made me a whole new complete man.
Walk us through that. Exactly what were some of the things they did, and explain that training.
Well, what it is, man, it's not for the first for the first 2 to 3 months, we did not lift over 50 pounds. You know, so many times as football players, you concentrate on focusing on, okay, I got to lift this much weight, I got to move all these, squat this much, bench this much, power clean this much. But the fact of the matter is, our body takes a pounding. You know, by the grace of God, I've been in this league for 7 years, and 7 years of pounding is a lot, you know. And so after you break this body down, you have to realize you only get one. So what they do is they take your body, they completely break you down. They give you an assessment saying, okay, you're deficient in this area. Like my glutes was deficient. My glutes weren't firing properly. My hamstrings were kind of weak. I was very quad dominant being as though I had an ankle injury. I compensated a lot. So they did all that stuff, and we just really did like a lot of aquatic work. We did a lot of kettlebell work. We did a lot of just straight one bar. We just lift the bar. You know what I mean? Learning how to lift. Do things like that, and the majority of the thing was the majority of the training was flexibility. That's what we really took time and said, okay, well, let's get his hips stronger, let's get his core stronger, because your core is the central nervous system of your body. It's the engine, pretty much, that makes your body go. So we spent a lot of time doing a lot of different core exercises and things like that, man, and I'm thankful for it. You know, I'm very, very thankful for it.
Talking with Quentin Groves, linebacker of the Cleveland Browns today as part of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, paid a visit to the Ginn Academy, working with their life coaches, speaking with students about their lives, role models, leadership, and the significant value of education and its impact on the future. One of the great things that the Browns do. And if you want to support that, the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outings on Monday. Fans can bid now online on auction items with proceeds benefiting the Cleveland Browns Foundation education programs on Cleveland at www.biddingforgood.com/Browns Foundation. And Quentin, you have been, and I don't know if we've ever gotten the opportunity to talk about this, but one of my favorite guys, I won't forget, I think it was the first training camp practice last year when there wasn't supposed to be any hitting, and you just leveled somebody on the sideline and kind of set the tone in my mind for the defense and the fact that you are going to be a tough physical leader of this football team. And unfortunately, your season was cut short, but I love the attitude and swagger you bring to the team. Talk about the attitude and swagger you think Coach Pettine is bringing and Jim O'Neill on the defensive side of the ball from what you've seen thus far.
Well, I've seen some great things from them. I'm actually getting excited about the defense. We come from a lot of different angles, you know, without giving too much away. But just from the base install, the 9 installs that we have, man, the defense is really about flying around, making plays, running to the ball, having fun. We're going to be tough, hard-nosed, physical, and we're also going to be one of the fastest teams on the field, if not the fastest. So I think that they come from great backgrounds, you know what I mean, with Petten being in New York as well as him being in Buffalo, who's had a great top 10 defense every year that he's been there, and also with him being in Baltimore. You know, he's learned from, you know, the greats like Ray Lewis. He had great backers like Ray Lewis, Peter Boulware, guys like that. So you see the makings of the defense and the things that the defense brings, and I'm getting excited, man, because we have over six different packages for different guys to make plays. So I'm excited about what we can do, and it's going to be really exciting to see it in the preseason, because you're not going to see everything, but just to see our base stuff will seem like a lot to people.
Browns linebacker Quentin Groves joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Quentin, when you came here, of course, you were considered what we talked about, disciple of Ray Horton, part of that Arizona scheme, and that your knowledge of that was going to be very important. So now you're in a different defense, obviously, and it's Mike Pettine's scheme, and you just described that, you know, there's a lot to it, but how is the transition going, especially for a guy like yourself who was so integrated into what Horton did, number one, and other players who spent last offseason and preseason and in season learning the Horton way, now adapting to this way? What's the learning curve like overall, and at what point do you think everyone will be on board? Because I knew there was a lot of talk last year that it was going to take some time before everybody kind of hit their stride with what Horton brought last year.
Right, well, it's definitely a learning curve. You have to learn new terminology. You have to learn, okay, one coach may teach cover three this way, and another coach may teach cover three this way. So you have to. It's always going to be that learning curve. But the gracious thing that I've had, and I've been blessed to be in a position that I've played inside linebacker as well as outside linebacker. So I have had a chance to really know football. You know, it's different when you have to just learn what you're doing, but when you can understand the overall scheme of a defense, that makes learning so much easier. You know what I mean? Hats off to Ray Horton, and good luck with him in Tennessee. But Penn's scheme is totally different. You can say, okay, we play cover three this way, or we play it this way. But the fact of the matter is, it's two totally different schemes. They attack from two totally different ways. So it's a very steep learning curve, but it's also a good thing for a guy like me that's been around a lot of football, and from what Jimmy's told us, it's gonna take us a while to learn to complete the overall defense, but they're gonna do a great job of scaling back if we need to scale back so we can be fast and we can be physical.
Quentin, the draft obviously tomorrow coming up. You were asked a little bit after minicamp about Johnny Manziel, and I thought you had some very strong and interesting comments on Johnny Manziel and that this team could handle bringing him into the fold with the veteran leadership. That being said, as a guy who's out there on the field seeing the offense and the defense, is there a particular guy or position you want to see the Browns go after in the first round tomorrow?
Well, being a fan of football, you know, it'll be great to have Johnny. You know what I mean? He brings a lot of excitement to the game. But knowing our coaches, I know they're going to make the best choice. I mean, our coaches and our general manager, Mr. Fulmer, I know they're going to make the best decision that's for the Browns. You know, and I can't say, you know, it'd be great to have Johnny, but at the same time, I know Coach Petten and Ray Fulmer is going to make the best decision for the Browns.
And let's take us back now to a time when you were sitting there as a young man coming out of Auburn. And the year was 2008, and you were expected. You were a highly touted draft prospect, and here it was 2008, and you end up being picked 52nd overall, round number two, by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just what do you remember about your whole draft experience?
Well, the first thing I wasn't at home. My parents, my mom threw a nice little, not little, but a nice block party for me. But me and my wife, we went to the mall and wanted to do other things to get our mind away from the draft, but lo and behold, an hour into me and my wife's little escapade, we started walking around. An hour into it, my agent called me and said, you might want to get back home. I was like, why? He was like, it's going pretty fast, and the draft is going pretty fast, and I'm getting teams are calling me, so he's like, come back home. So it was a lot of, I was really anxious. It was a lot of anticipation. Guessing, so to speak, where am I going to go? Who's going to draft me? I worked out well with this team. I had a great pro day with this team. I did great interviews with this team. So it was, like I said, the anticipation was great. You know what I mean? And then when I got my name called by the Jaguars with the 52nd pick, that was a dream come true. And for me, it was more about the community that I represented, because I came from a community that didn't have a lot, and to see a guy that come from that community get drafted, it's like, okay, dreams really do come true, you know, and by the grace of God, I got drafted.
Quentin, we are glad you are back, glad that your dream did come true, as many will come true tomorrow when the NFL draft starts. And again, want to thank you for the great work you did as part of the Cleveland Browns Foundation player visit today to the Ginn Academy. Thanks, man, and excited to see what happens as this team continues to progress through the offseason.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
You got the great Quentin Groves, linebacker of the Cleveland Browns here. Tomorrow, Vic and I will be live from Radio City Music Hall, site of the 2014 NFL Draft. The speculation will finally be reaching its crescendo, and then tomorrow night, we will know who are the picks of the Cleveland Browns in the first round of this draft. Vic, the energy in New York is great. Oh, getting to talk to all those prospects today was awesome, and I can't wait to see which ones are wearing the orange and brown come tomorrow night.
Very, very exciting. We want to remind people, go to ClevelandBrowns.com, check out some great video of Nate Dogg's interviews with several of the draft prospects. Really good stuff there. We want to thank Greg Cosell from NFL Films for being with us today. Truly appreciate that. Want to thank our outstanding producer and, of course, the one and only Jason Gibbs for all the great work he did. Quentin Groves for joining us on the line. Michelle Harris, the contest winner,
right,
season ticket holder, she'll be announcing the fourth round pick of
the
Browns.
Could be a running back for Michelle Harris.
Maybe she'll be announcing a running back. That sounds like the perfect place for that.
Yes.
And we want to thank all of you for hanging out with us. And we'll do this again tomorrow. As Nathan said, we'll be coming to you live from Radio City Music Hall on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for Julian Gerard.
One more day.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.